Welcome to the F1 Fangirls Podcast. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra.
And we're two best friends covering everything from the paddock to the podium. Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of the F1 Fangirls Podcast. We have a lot to talk about this episode, so let's get straight into it. This week's episode, we're going to be doing a full rundown of what happened in the Bahrain Grand Prix this weekend. We're going to be doing a full rundown of the Saudi Arabia circuits, and we're going to be talking about all of the drama that's happened with the race and just everything this week. So let's get started.
All right, so we had Bahrain last week, and it was actually a Saturday race, which was interesting, but no surprise, Max won.
Yes.
With a gap of 22 and a half seconds to his own teammate, Checo, in second.
Which, thinking about that, you're like, okay, 22 seconds, like, that's not a long time. That is a very long time in racing. A 21-second gap is like...
A one-second gap is a lot.
Yes. Make up 22 seconds, impossible.
And for his own teammate to be that far behind.
I think that just proves him as a driver just over and over again.
It's insane.
Insane. He had a 1 minute and some second gap to 20th place, which that is that is crazy. Logan Sargeant was in 20th,
and he got lapped twice.
Which is poor guy. Crazy.
It was his car. I'm going to blame it on his car, because like I think it wouldn't go into gear or something, so he'd like pull over. And then I thought he was going to retire. Yes. And then somehow he was fine.
And then starting from even first corner of this race, there was an incident with, it was Lance Stroll, Nico Hülkenberg, and didn't someone else like almost hit Nico? I think it was Fernando.
I think it was Valtteri too. Oh, yes. Almost like had to like swerve around.
That was Valtteri. Yeah. So it was during the first corner. I think it was Lance, like, had to, like, stop because he, like, went for it and then, like, was, like, went over and it was just a whole mess. And then Nico hit the back of Lance and then Valtteri had to swerve.
Yeah.
Yes, Valtteri had to swerve out of the way. So, obviously, that was, like, a big start to the race. Yeah. But other than that, there was literally nothing else that happened that was, like, huge. Because usually when you're watching a race, there's, like, crashes and...
Well, this was the first time an opening race that has all 20 happened. Drivers have finished. There
Which
was like
is
a
great.
60% chance of a safety car, and there wasn't one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, good for them.
Good for them.
But then, third place, Carlos. I was actually happy with that.
Which, guess what, guys? My predictions were correct.
Yes,
I predicted
you're right.
Carlos either... I was more leaning towards third place because, yes, while I expect and, like, know he can do great things and could get second place... I just know how good Red Bull is this year, and was like realistically just like watching what he did all 3 days of preseason testing and then testing 2 days and then seeing him just the results that he had. I was like, okay, I believe that he can get second place. And then obviously we know that happened. And I was really glad to see that. I mean, he's proving himself. Like, honestly, I cannot be more happy for him because of what happened, because obviously he doesn't have a seat next year, and I hope that Ferrari ruins our discussion. As much as I love Lewis and respect him and like still love Ferrari, I just think it was crappy what they did to him.
Yeah.
But I mean, whatever happens, happens, and like everything happens for a reason, and I think that he is going to do great things at any team.
I think so too.
So I was really happy for him. During this, but I was really honestly upset at when he finished his race, and then we went over where they're interviewing. None of his team showed up for him after. They were late, but also, like, you think they'd be really excited for him.
They were. You can't do that.
But none of them were there when he finished.
I'm going to assume good intent. I'm going to assume that they were on their way. But you could see him, like, looking around. And I was like...
That's what I was sad about. Yeah. But then he seemed fine and really happy, like, after and during his interview. And I was like, oh, that's sweet. And then podium celebration was sweet. And then when it was Max, Checo, and... Carlos, and they were all watching, and then
Max
like nodded at him because he was like
overtaking Charles twice.
And that's a little bit helpful for me. I hope that he either goes to Red Bull. I don't think he'd ever go. I don't think he's going to Mercedes. I don't think it's a possibility because I don't think they want him.
Apparently, we'll get to that.
We'll get to that.
Charles fourth. Okay, he started from second. And, oh, Checo started from fifth and ended up being second. But his car was having such bad brake failure.
Yes.
It was insane. He was locking up into every turn from, like, lap one to 10.
They were, like, counting. It was, like, up to five. Yeah. It kept going. But they were just talking about how he just kept locking up. And, honestly, it was really hard to watch.
Yes, for sure.
And I'm glad that there wasn't any fighting between Charles and Carlos.
I'm glad you think that.
Why?
They were literally, Carlos was having to, like, go around him, like, two, I think maybe three. It was definitely two times.
Okay, but that's because Charles kept, like, yeah. Literally.
If his brakes were working, if they could literally fix their car, he would be so good.
That not. I'm just glad it wasn't, like, Yuki and Daniel.
Yeah, they were having major beef towards
major
the end of the
beef.
Race.
Which... They literally had to turn off. Didn't they have, like, they couldn't show Yuki's radio because of how much he
I
was,
believe
like...
that. The poor people that were, like, on board with him on, like, Sky Sports. He was, like, on the cooldown lap. He was, like, purposely almost running into Daniel and, like, other cars. He was not happy.
That's why I didn't put Yuki on my fantasy, because...
I think I did for one of my teams, but... It's okay.
I mean, okay, what happened was it was like final few laps and AlphaTauri, oh my gosh, I don't know how to say that. I'm sorry.
Take it back. V-Carb.
V-Carb called in and said that they were wanted to switch drivers, which Yuki was in front and Daniel was behind. And
they're in 13th and 14th. They're not even going to get points.
That's what I'm saying. And it was close. And who was complaining that they were going slow? Was it Yuki was complaining?
Yuki, when they asked them to switch, Yuki was like, he's not even going fast. Like, I could have kept going in front. Which makes sense because he was about to overtake Kevin.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they would do that.
It's the whole thing with, like, Charles and Carlos. So we've seen a million times where they, like, tell them to switch. And then it's like, literally, it was like, why did they do that? That was so stupid.
But they're in the points. This made no sense.
Yeah, so that was, like, really, like, what is happening? Because it was, like, the last fight. It was, like, three laps
exactly.
to go or something like that. And they were, like, switch. And I was, like,
I think
what's the point?
People were saying they were just trying to piss him off. But I think they're just trying to, like, keep it in his head. Like, you're the second driver. Which is still not good.
Because, I mean,
Yuki
does have the ego of, like, a first driver. So, that's true. Yeah.
But not the skills, necessarily.
No. And then, shocking, George Russell got fifth. And the fact that George is performing better than Lewis is actually, like, makes you want to, like...
Terrifying.
And I just don't know what's... Hold on. You would think that Lewis would want to perform better because he's leaving.
His seat was broken. His seat literally broke in the middle of the race.
That's true. His seat was broken. But still, like, even in testing, George was doing better than Lewis.
Yeah.
His seat was not broken during testing.
I don't know what the problem with that. But apparently they, like,
listen, we don't get to hear, like, we don't hear from Lewis because Lewis is, like, never in the spotlight ever.
That's not necessarily true.
It is. He
likes to stay away from
us. He does. So, like, we can't hear from him of, like, why this is happening. It's like, why is George Russell performing better than Lewis Hamilton?
But Lewis was still seventh, and Lando was sixth.
He did fine, but, like, seventh, like...
This is just the first race. Some people's cars don't adapt to this track very well. Speaking of which, Lando Norris sixth. And Oscar 8th. They said that their car just has never really been suited to Bahrain.
And if you watch testing, like, the track was, like, windy and sandy and cold and, you know, all the things.
Not good conditions.
Yeah, but. I wouldn't put... Oh, ew. Not George. Lando did well.
Yes.
Lewis did well. Yeah, I mean, we got to hear from Zach Brown because they had him on Sky Sports. Like, he was, like, talking to them a lot, which was nice. Like, we got to hear from him because I like Zach a lot.
Yeah.
Fernando in ninth, he just kept getting overtaken.
Like,
literally.
Like, four times in a row. I was like,
Fernando, what are you doing?
What's
are you getting
on?
A little bit old? Like,
which is crazy because Lance literally was in 20th on the first lap and ended up being behind him.
Of the spin out, which, exactly. Like, Fernando, why are you that?
In my opinion, Lance should have won driver of the day. Like, I think Carlos did really great, but, like, 10 positions in an Aston, that's crazy to me.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think, I definitely think, and obviously, you know, it's by voters' choice. So, like, it's people weren't voting for Lance.
I'm just happy it wasn't Max that won, because that would have made me mad.
Yeah. I think people voted for Carlos because everyone knows that he's leaving.
Yeah. They just, it was a pity vote.
Yeah. Joe got 11th, which is...
I'm so happy with that.
Yeah. Good Joe.
Good job.
Kevin placed high. I was also surprised about that.
I'm glad, because I put him on my fantasy.
Oh, gosh. I did not.
I was too poor for anyone else. But, I mean, yeah, he did all right. Danny Rick in 13th, Yuki 14th. We already touched on that.
Yeah.
Alex 15th. I didn't really watch him that much.
Because he wasn't, like, he would just went along with everyone else.
And Nico 16th, which...
Whatever.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Was it Nico and his daughter? Like, how cute.
Oh, yes. Kevin and Nico's kids were there, and they were so cute. F1 was posting them on Instagram.
I know, it was so like, cute. Adorable. Oh,
okay, Esteban 17th, Alpine 18th. We need to discuss Alpine.
We need to talk about
what's
this.
Going on.
I was expecting big things from Alpine. Like, I was expecting, like, they were going to place... And the fact that Steak is doing better than Alpine.
Humbling. Because
very humbling.
Also, they just had two people resign today. They had their head of aerodynamics resign and head of some like technical like organization. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to bode well for
them.
Oh,
no.
They're going to be struggling more than they already are.
Which, yeah, there were so many memes that came out, and I was like...
About them having, like, a tractor as a car.
And, I mean, I feel bad, because, yes, I was expecting them to be way better.
They're always, like, 5th, 7th, somewhere in there, which, good for them. But mm-hmm. this year, I think they're going to be last.
Yeah.
For sure. And then Valtteri 19th with a 52-second pit stop.
Yes, which we, and I mean, yeah, that was obviously, because the wheel, like, it caught fire. Oh, there was just a bunch of things happened.
Couldn't get it off. I
was, like, and then was his front wing was damaged?
Yes, they like, had to switch two things at once, and then the wheel got screwed up.
Everything was just a mess, and then that's what happened. And obviously, with the almost crash in the first corner, that was difficult. And then Logan in 20th.
It's because of his car. Yeah. I don't have anything else to say about that. Yeah. Which... All right. Also, peep Charles Candle. I forgot to mention that.
And then, obviously, we've a lot to talk about this week. So, pyramid will resume next week. We're going to do a whole new pyramid based on, obviously, this weekend's race. Or last weekend's race. I'm sorry. And then this weekend's race together. And then we'll do a whole new driver pyramid. This is just from last
this
week.
This is old,
so
yes. Ignore.
While we still, I mean, Carlos deserves to be up there, but.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And, I mean,
it's
a work in progress. So we're gonna redo all of that next week.
Yes.
Now we're going to get into going over Saudi Arabia. So obviously this week in Saudi Arabia, which it's a Saturday race, which is good.
Again, yeah.
And the times for the races and practice and everything are a little bit weird. They're a little bit odd.
The race is really late. It's at like 10 or 11.
Which is great, which means we can sleep in.
Yes, that is good.
But in Saudi Arabia, the Jeddah circuit is, I mean, it's fairly new. It was in 2021. So fairly new circuit. Like, they haven't raced on any very much. This is it's a great circuit. It's really fun to watch because... It's literally mostly all, like, straights.
Yes.
Like, there's a few, like, turns that are, like, you always have to slow down for. But most of it is straight, so that's why it's, like, super fun to watch. And then it's, like, it's tight. So overtakes, really not available.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's 3 DRS zones, so, I mean, that's good. I think Ferrari, this year, they have really improved their straight line speed, so I'm praying that they can do good here.
Yeah. And then this is, just like Monaco, this track, it's a temporary street circuit, and then there's some places that are, like, permanent. So, just like they may, like, fully build it out eventually, but for right now, it's a street circuit, but they still consider it, like, an actual circuit because there's permanent parts of it.
Which is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's the Saudi Arabia circuit, and I think this is going to be a really good race this weekend.
I'm hoping that... Our drivers do good.
Yes. And, I mean, obviously this weekend went really well. I'm really happy with what happened.
I'm glad you are.
You are too, Charles.
I'm happy for Carlos.
And it was not, no, Charles did really well too, but also it was because of his car.
Yeah, I'm blaming it on the car.
Because it was his car.
Like I'm going to be doing all year.
But listen, no, but listen, besides the car,
he did good. He got
in the car that he was in the car that he was driving. He did the best with his abilities and resources, and he pushed and got fourth.
I like that.
Imagine how many drivers were in his same situation that would have like probably like
that is so true. Also,
that just proves him as a driver.
I have something really important to announce.
Oh,
Ferrari had the fastest pit stop of which compared to last year, if you know. They have terrible strategy, they have terrible pit stops, they have terrible, really everything but drivers. So for them to have, it was like 2 point something, I don't remember, but it was the fastest. Great. So yeah. I'm very happy with
very
that.
Very happy.
But all right, speaking of, I kind of talked about this earlier, Mercedes. So they have a lot of potential people that could be in their car. They have Fernando.
Which listen, they literally,
they have Carlos. They have, okay, Sebastian Vettel is rumored to be making a comeback.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. But if he comes back, Toto said anything's possible. Also, Joss, Max Verstappen's dad, was seen talking to Toto in the paddock. And they were saying, basically, if Christian does not leave Red Bull, then Max is not staying, is what Joss said.
Max and a Mercedes?
That's what I don't think that would ever happen. But Toto said anything's possible.
And oh my gosh, what if it's a switch where Max goes to Mercedes, Carlos goes to Red Bull. So it'd be Carlos and George, and then
Checo. Carlos and Checo.
Oh yeah, sorry. Charles and Checo, which I don't think that Checo will stay. Do you think Checo will stay?
I don't want it. Okay, we talk so much crap about Checo, but like I don't think he's ready to leave.
We talk a lot of crap. We talk a lot of crap about a lot of drivers, which we love them all equally.
Yeah, of course. Of course we love them all.
No, we don't. I mean, if I met any of them, I'd love them all.
Yeah, we act like if we met Checo, we'd be like upset. That's totally not true.
No, I'd ask for a picture.
Exactly.
Checo, I love you.
Exactly. We'd be like pretending that we've loved him all this time.
He goes and watches the episodes. Me calling him old.
We tag him. We tag him.
Sorry, Checo.
Yeah. If you're watching, sorry.
That's funny, but no, it would be Carlos and Checo. And then George and Max.
Ew. George and Max, they would be fighting constantly.
George would like think he's like on the same level as him.
He turned into me when Max is lapping him. But I really can't see that happening anywhere in the near future. But I don't think Max will ever leave Red Bull until he's like ready to retire and wants to go somewhere else.
Honestly, who knows?
Yeah,
because
we can't predict
we
anything.
We thought that the
Lewis going to Ferrari.
We thought that C+L would never break up.
It's gonna be a sad season next year. Everyone's leaving. Everyone's contract expires.
Actually, I will cry.
Abu Dhabi. Sad.
I will sob. I'm not kidding.
Like when Seb had his last race and they all like lined up and he like walked down the middle. And he only hugged Lewis. I think Carlos is going
to
do the same thing.
But only Charles?
But not, he would never hug Lewis. I put that on my bingo.
Charles or Lando?
I can't.
Charles.
I can't pick.
Charles.
I feel like it would be Lando. No. Their friendship was like.
Okay, I know, but like.
I still think him and Charles will stay really good friends.
I think so too.
You know how Lando and Carlos like wrote each other notes on helmets. Charles and Carlos are gonna do that. And oh my goodness.
That made me cry.
Ferrari posted on their Instagram, they had someone like crocheted like a little chili for Carlos. And Charles.
I literally asked her, I said, can you get me the chili, jelly cat? She would, no.
Immediately no. But they like, they gave it to Carlos. And then Carlos was like, here. Like, this is for our post-teammate era. And Charles, like, looked at him and was like, it's only the start of the season. It's like, they're really upset about
Carlos
it.
Carlos is already in his...
He's ready to leave.
I mean, I'm
Ferrari,
too.
At least. Not ready to leave F1, yeah, for sure.
No.
That's going to be terrible.
Speaking of drama, let's talk about what Lyra has been dying to talk about the entire time.
Christian Horner.
So, as we know, he was charged with... possibly sending inappropriate messages, pictures, who knows what, to one of his
co-workers.
Yes. So there was a Google Drive that
sent
was
to
leaked,
the whole paddock. Sent to the entire paddock.
Of messages and pictures.
We'll insert the pictures.
But I want to say, we both read them. Yeah, I do not think it's real. Because
there's no way. There is no way.
It sounds like someone went into, like, ChatGPT and, like, asked, like, make, like, an awkward conversation between two, like, middle-aged, like, people. Trying to be Gen Z and, like, I don't know. There were just very, like, awkward messages that, like, people don't say. Like, you don't use those emojis. Like, you don't say stuff like that.
And the letter, it was, like, grammar and punctuation of, like, a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, no way a 50-year-old man.
And the pictures, too.
The selfies.
Like,
stop.
I think Christian does take selfies, so I think.
Oh, for sure.
I don't know. Where do you think people got those photos? That's the one thing that
true.
I was thinking of, because, like, it honestly, the messages don't sound real.
But
and
who
it
has,
was on? It was on like WhatsApp, which is so
exactly.
weird.
And who puts their boss's name as CH? If Christian Horner's my boss, I'm not putting his initials as his contact with a profile picture. And
yeah.
Who's texting their boss? None of it adds up for me.
None of it adds up. And then if you go read the messages, and I think I saw it on TikTok, I think.
Yeah.
But if you go read them, it's just like you can see that like.
There's no way it's real.
It just looks like someone made it up. Like, that's what, honestly what I was thinking when I was
reading it. They just want money. They just want to sue him.
But he got, he was released on, I think personally because he was released on the charges, I think that if those messages were real, then he would have been fired.
Potentially. But why is Joss so upset with him? Like, he's on the inside. Like, he would know. That's where I'm confused.
There's a lot of confusing things where you could argue like yes or no. So like honestly, I don't really care. Like it's Christian.
I don't think he's leaving.
No, yeah, I don't think he's leaving.
Even if this is real, they can't. I don't think they can get rid of him.
No, because he's.
He's literally Red Bull.
Yeah.
He's the main reason why they're doing.
And that's
it.
Why like things that like Gunther leaving Haas like. It's just, it's, I mean, but let,
so weird.
Can we please talk about how well they did this race compared to literally everything?
That's very true.
Like, they're not in last place.
That is true. Yeah, I think they thought they were going to do really bad. Because, 12th and 16th.
That's it's better than they were doing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's better than they would normally do.
But Gunther,
did you see him there?
Yes.
I was so happy.
Gunther is back. Not enough
back.
In F1, but he got a job with like one of, what did he get a job with?
I don't know. He's like one of the like part-time announcers or something.
Which is so funny to me too. But anyways, he's back in F1. Like not as anything of like the teams. He's just like
yes.
a part
he's there.
Of it. Yeah. Which we all know him.
Good
which
for
he
him.
Is very much like media personnel. So like it's great for him to like
yes.
be back in there, which we missed him. But I just think as a team principal, I think it was. Like, now that I'm really saying that, like, they're doing better, I think that it was his time to, like, step down.
He never really...
Because he's a great person. I just think that he was just not...
not taking them to success.
No. Just like Ferrari.
Mattia shade was thrown.
But
also,
literally, they hung out together all the time. They literally went and drove around and drank wine together.
You're so right.
Exactly.
Also, I have a theory.
Let me hear it.
That Toto and Fred are conspiring against Christian and leaked the Google Drive. Those, I feel like
imagine,
they
would do imagine. Imagine the Drive to Survive episode.
Oh. This is all going to be a next year's season.
Next year's season will be so good.
I can't. And this season just came out. We're already ready for next season.
I want to say that, like, during the entire, just not after the race, like, interview and everything, Carlos looked so good. Like, I was, like, honestly dying.
The, was it, I think it was the national anthem. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
You were looking at Max, don't even lie.
Podium Max has my heart. Like, that's the reason I was converted. Like, watching Drive Survive made me hate Max. Because that was, like, their entire intention.
Yeah, they pinned it all. They were, like, made him look that way.
They made him and Danny Rick, like, enemies, but they were actually best friends. But
they're
I was,
so
like,
cute.
I love them. But I was, like, oh, I hate Max. Like, he's terrible. He's always winning. I'm just bitter because I'm a Ferrari fan. But then I see him on the podium, and it's just, like, I forget everything.
Well, yeah, I mean, who doesn't look good during that?
Checo.
Okay.
Actually, there was, like, a very quick second where I was like, Checo actually looks decent.
Listen, I think that's with every driver. Like,
yeah,
you
they
can,
all
like,
have their, like, good pictures and bad pictures.
We know this. I think the only person that wouldn't look good was George.
George's glow-up should be studied. I feel like I've already said that.
Plastic surgery. I'm just kidding.
Him and Toto went together.
Not Toto. Toto still has wrinkles.
He would give Botox.
Actually, I want to point out that I actually do have an obsession with Toto Wolff.
Oh, we know. We as in me.
Can we please?
It's becoming I feel guilty for putting you on this path. Because, like, I love Toto.
Okay.
Like, don't get me wrong, but not this much.
It's like your obsession with, like, Lance. Or, like,
I feel called out.
We've already been over
I feel
that.
Exposed. Watch Try to Survive.
Yes.
You'll get me.
You'll... Okay.
They will.
But, like, Lance, Fernando, Carlos always my favorite. Like, yeah. You can't deny that Carlos is so gorgeous.
And then, exactly.
And, yeah, that's... I feel like those are the only ones that I have, like, a real obsession with.
No, there's definitely more. Ooh. There's definitely more people.
Ooh.
I can't think off the top of my head. Gunther.
I have an obsession with Gunther.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Your obsession scares me sometimes.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Toto and Gunther should have interacted more. That would have been, like, your dream.
Oh, my God. I just love Gunther because I think he's hilarious. I love Toto because Toto is literally gorgeous.
Poor Susie. What would she think of this? What would Jack Wolff think of this?
I'm just pointing out that her husband is beautiful. Like,
George agrees.
Go Susie.
George and Toto's bromance is so iconic. If you go on their Instagram, did you see them, like, calling and they were like, tell us one thing that we don't know about
him
Toto.
His curls.
Well, how did you know I was going there?
Because I can read your mind.
Yeah.
She sent me that video and I was like,
that doesn't.
And she said, "Don't show that to me."
Yeah, I wasn't prepared.
No, I wasn't either. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, you know the driver photo dumps. Pierre's photo dump.
We're calling Pierre out on this.
Yeah,
one.
They were.
This that interesting. What Pierre posted made up for how he performed during Bahrain.
That's so real. What are they going to do without their head of aerodynamics if that's, like, their main problem?
I don't know. Maybe Carlos can help them.
I think they threatened to fire them. They were like, leave or we'll make a scene. Because, like, it just so happens that the two people that are bringing them down resign.
That's crazy.
They were threatened.
Okay. All right. Well,
On that note...
It's been a great episode, and I am very excited that it's the start of the new season. Like, when he said, like, lights out, and away we go.
I was so happy.
Oh my gosh, that is like, that made my, I was like, war is over.
Oh, also, that singing reminded me, if you don't have the Dutch anthem memorized like me, you will soon. I'm
sadly to say
I'm predicting by Monaco. You'll have it memorized.
Yeah. I can, like, start it, but then I have to, like, stop myself. Because, like...
You have to do the hand over the heart and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll get you there.
Okay. Thank you for watching.
Yes, we'll be back next week with a full recap of Saudi Arabia, and then we'll do our drama pyramid again. And then obviously there's gonna be more drama, because when is there not drama in F1?
Never. There always
never
is.
Never ever. And we are only 60 some days away from Miami.
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
I'm so excited too. All right. Well, we had a very fun time. Please follow and like and go follow all of our social media. Check out our blog and website. And then I think we're going to be putting out some new surprises soon for all of y'all.
Yes.
So we will see y'all next Thursday for episode 7. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into this week's episode. Stay up to speed by following us on all our social media platforms at F1 Fangirls Podcast.
And if you love this podcast, don't forget to follow and subscribe. I'm Hayden.
And I'm Lyra. Join us next week for our next episode.